to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Edna White, and I am so glad you're with me today. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, where we talk to real people, real stories, and real time. Listen, I want to talk to you today. It's just going to be me and you today. And I want to talk to you today about secrets. Secrets are the killers of dreams, the killers of relationships, the killers of extraordinary lives. We try to be cool, calm, and collective, like we're not affected by what our moms and our grandmothers have done to us, unbeknownst to them or beknownst to them. But we try to stay cool because we want to say it didn't bother us. It didn't do anything to us. And sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. And whether you know it or not, sticks and stones will break your bones. But words do far more damage than sticks and stones. We, as women and men of this earth, this human life, we grasp onto so many hopes, so many dreams. Grasp onto Christianity, something that our masters told us that we had to believe, when originally we met as slaves in the fields to talk about our day and how good God was to us, and we talked about the magnificence of the omniscient power of God. We got away from that. We formed a unison to be in a collective so that we could feel better, but it eventually made us feel worse. Christianity was the worst thing for us as human beings, as, first of all, as blacks, because it represents nothing but slavery mentality. It represents nothing but the law that we had to break free from, get on the railroad from, get in coffins from, get on trails from, and it represents that. All of that. Because it's a way of life, or a right to a way of life, that we had to exercise in order to be where we needed to be, or where so-called people said we're supposed to be. Jesus, if we really look at the amplification of it all, Jesus never said, follow me. He says, listen to what I'm saying. See what I'm doing, and you can do the same thing. He encouraged us to do that and more. But instead, we followed a religious order. We got involved in a religious order. We got involved with a cult. We got involved with someone and a group or collective of brainwashing. And then, as we exercise that in our normal lives, we then went to our workplaces and into our homes and tried to instill what was, we thought was the truth, what was a whole lie. And we wonder why our families would awry. We wonder why our children were rebellious, our children were on drugs, our children, you know, were going through things. We wonder because we weren't really true to ourselves. True to celebrating only the one true God, which is God, the all-knowing, the omniscient, Yahweh. We did not begin in a relationship of our own with Him. We got a relationship with people that said they represented Him. So how can you be in a relationship with someone that's going to be the middleman to where you're supposed to be going? Jesus never subscribed to that. He bucked and he billowed and he fought against, he whipped and he fought his own religious background because it made no sense. It didn't bring value to what life was all about. That's what he was really saying in all that he did and he showed. All the love that he showed, that's what it's all about. It's not about you making him a deity. It's not about that. He didn't want you to make him a deity over God that you were supposed to have a relationship with. You did that on your own. So why am I saying this about secrets? Because we go into relationship with religion to really hide from the aspects of what we're supposed to be doing in life. We really go there to hide a secret. And you know the saying about Pandora's box? Don't open Pandora's box, because if you open Pandora's box, you might not be able to handle what's in Pandora's box. Well, Pandora's box is a bunch of secrets that we held for years and years and years. And yes, you may not be able to handle it because you don't want to realize it. You don't want to face it. You don't want to do anything about it because you want to act like it's all taken care of. But the body, your energy, tells everybody it's not the truth. Don't you want to live in the truth? Don't you want to be free? Don't you want to try everything? Don't you want to experience everything? Don't you want to travel? Don't you want to have relationships? Don't you want to be part of relationships instead of something of a semblance of relationships? Secrets prohibit us from doing all of that. The secret that you hold from your childhood, whether you were raped, whether you were molested, whether you were treated badly, whether you were physically abused, whether you were emotionally abused, whether you were physically abused, you held that secret. And you painted this portrait to the world that my family was the Brady Bunch. My family had it all together. My family was the family of the families. And I want you to know, honestly know, there are no true families like that, because when you're living a lie, rich or poor, black, brown, yellow, white, it's all the same. A secret will kill you. It will take everything you have. First, in your own life, you will never share emotions. You will never experience emotions. You will never be really a true friend. You will never be a real true parent. You will never be a true husband or wife, because you hold the secret, which is a falsity, because you put on the mask and you pretend to be someone you're not. And then it robs your family, your children, if you have children, your sisters, or your brothers, your siblings, your mother, of having a true relationship with you, because there will always be an underlying current. There will always be an underlying thing that always gets under your craw. Whether your mom drops a pin, or your dad drops a pin, or your sister drops a pin, it disturbs you and it brings out this behavior in you. It triggers you. Secrets trigger you every moment of your life because you're not being honest about who you really are and where you really came from. Again, your mom's lies and your grandmom's lies are in you. So you start to lie and you start to live a lie. You lie to yourself. You definitely do not lie to God. And you lie to people around you. But one thing that does not lie, and I always say this, the body doesn't lie. And what that means is you will play this out in sickness and in health. You will play this out in energy and vibration. You will play it out. People will feel you before you get to around the corner, before you say hi, because your secret is shouting out. So when you think that you're hiding something, you're really not. You're just hiding it from yourself. What you need to do is really give yourself voice. Don't hide in religion. Don't hide in the job. Don't hide in your home. Don't hide behind relationships, drugs, or alcohol. But get rid of the secret. And the secret is what's really holding you down. It's that chain that chains you to everything there is. Listen, you already have generational trauma. You already have intergenerational trauma. Holding on to a secret would only get you nowhere fast. You accomplish some things, but it won't have the zest and the faith and the favor that God wants to give you when you're true to yourself. What I learned about secrets when I first came out about my story about being sexually abused when I was a child, I learned that if nobody believes me, the Almighty, the Omniscient, knows, and I know, and I have to be true to that. I would never make up anything, but I would always be true to everything. So what I'm saying to you is, by all means, the secrets in your life really need to go. no matter what they are, with whom, ever, they need to come out. You need to give yourself voice, and you need to be confident in what and who you are. You see, the Almighty knows who you are. That's why he doesn't interject. That's why the Almighty never interjects. That's why the Almighty never bothers you, because the confidence in you was breathed in you long before. When you were born, the breath of life meant that there was confidence that you could handle this life no matter what came your way. The breath of life meant that I have confidence that you will complete the mission. So holding on to those secrets, holding on to, I don't want to hurt my family, holding on to the fact my pastor may have abused me, I don't want to hurt the congregation, I don't want to embarrass my mother because she still goes to that church, I don't want to embarrass my cousins because they still go to that church. Exposing a lie is not the same as hurting anyone. Not the same. When you expose a lie, you expose a spy who has been there spying out who he can consume. See, that's what that, if you are a believer in the scriptures, that the evil goes to and fro looking for whom he can destroy. The evil is a secret. The secret is your pastor sexually abusing you in the name of God. The evil going to and fro, he's looking from the pulpit to and fro to see who can still abuse, until you say something, until you speak out and make him accountable. See, accountability is not about embarrassing anybody. It's making them accountable for what they've done. And either you're going to own up to it, or you're going to fight it like never before. And that's fine too. But when you fight against something that you know that you've done, you get nothing but the sounding of your own voice. So secrets in generations and, you know, before us is not something you should keep. Just not something. If you see a pattern in your life, you know, there's rampant divorce, there's rampant sexual abuse, call it for what it is. And if you don't know and you learn about it, call it for what it is. And don't idolize people that have been part of that. They weren't good people. They weren't. They were people who were given a gift of life and misused it. They were people who used God's name in vain, because God gave you breath, and that's using what he's given you in vain. He's you. When you don't use your voice, you're using God's name in vain. When you don't do the assignment that God gives you, you're using God's name in vain. That's what the secret really does to your life. It doesn't allow you to embark in the places that you need to. It doesn't give you the ability to call on the innate creature which is inside of you. Some call it the Holy Spirit. I call it the innate creature, because that's what it is. It's the innate creature that preaches only to you. It doesn't preach to nobody else. It tells you the truth about all things. So I say all of this, why? Because I want to say that don't keep any more secrets. Don't fall into the ploy of secrets, 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 secrets. And I got to keep this and I got to keep that. Stay in the mindset of I need to live true to myself, true to God, true to what I came down here to do. And your assignment and your purpose. And remember to put your hand over your heart. When you're afraid and you don't want to share the secret, or you don't want to open the door or the secret, and you put your hand on your heart and say, and you listen to it, and then I will tell you, remember that this is why you're here. That heart beating is your purpose. And when you do that, you dishonor God. And when you do that, you take God in vain. Secrets keep you out of all order of where you're supposed to be. Secrets are not good for you, for the next generation, and the generation after that. I hope that you got something out of what I said. And if you have any comments, suggestions, feedback on what I said, listen, like, subscribe, and hey, send me a donation, because what I do is not free. I share it so I can support everyone in the world. And I need your support to help support me. And I wanted to say that, you know, share this podcast around the world, you know, and keep in mind that we're all here to help each other. And if I'm saying something that's not true to life, or you don't, doesn't ring true to you, doesn't click for you, say so. And I'll listen, because I'm open to learn every day of my life. This is Edna White, signing off from Keeping It Real on Purpose. Bye now.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com. Equal employment opportunities. Text BVJobs to 97211 to apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.